Hi, Steve here, and welcome to the podcast for Alpaca People. Great to see you again. So I was doing some mucking out and feeding and doing all the usual things and had some thoughts which I recorded and wanted to share with you. And also I was going to give you a quick update on what's been happening in the valley, as fall has definitely arrived. So we went out and discovered who was around, because they're not always, but they were on this day. Okay, so we've got a range of alpacas in different places. Oh, Hermione, how are you? Some in the sun, some in the shade. They do spread themselves around, and they always look to see whether they're really going to get their breakfast.
Have you got your food out, Shuri? That'd be nice. Oh, steady, steady, steady. I'm coming around the side of you, look. There we go. Hello. How are you this morning? Hello, gorgeous. You're right. Yeah.
I always like to greet each of them individually when I can, and they seem to appreciate it. So it's a good thing to do.
So we have a movement towards where the food's going to come from. Oh, Ellie. Hello, Alice. Good morning to you. You're right. What's going on then? Is that right in the night? Why are you sat in the middle of that?
I discovered one of the alpacas was very close to the poo pile, but they were sat on the concrete.
Okay.
So
why are we sat in the middle of here? You just happened to be sat there. Okay, just have a hello. How are you? Yeah. There's not much to sweep up.
For some reason this morning, there was a lot more scraping. Normally I scoop up using the shovel, but there was a lot more scraping.
Did I leave the water running? I'm not sure I did or not.
And the answer was, yes, I did, and there was no water left. So I had to put it on.
Overflown. Run some more water in. That's an empty tank. So the girls have been spending a lot of time outside, really. And it's been, overnight they'll tend to be out on the bank and away. So it's been, that we've been able to hesitate for feeding them breakfast. They turned up though, so they are after their breakfast. It's a bit later than first thing. But they are here. Order of the day, collect the muck, put it in the wheelbarrow, ready for disposal.
There's a lot of these routine chores, the things that you do every day, the mucking out, the getting ready for food, the topping up the water, and they can be very satisfying because you can kind of tick them off your list. I've got this to do and it's done. But also, It's a routine, it's familiar, and there's a satisfaction about that regular routine and following it through.
Mr. Robin. It's a slightly cool start to the day, but it's not cold. It's a cool start in the shade, but in the sun it's really nice. There's a warmth to the sun still, not hot. My kind of heat. It's just not. It's nice, but it's not too hot.
I noticed in the recording that I sound quite breathless. Well, it's a good bit of aerobic activity. All this mucking out and getting things moving around. So it's good for the heart. Good for the heart.
There you go. That's the last lot into the wheelbarrow so we can then get the food out, which the girls will enjoy having their food out.
There's been a lot of robin activity, more robins than usual, I think. And they're being very noisy. They're being very beautifully singing, and it's been lovely to hear. It's been a lovely addition to the autumn, to the fall sunshine.
And then we're in the inside of the stable here now. Water's still running. We'll do that, but we'll get the food out for the girls. So we need to get the little ones. We need these ones here. There you go. Excuse me. Coming through. So I just got the food on. You've got to get a bag. But we've got the mix here for this morning. I need to get a bag out for topping up for this afternoon. Many toes. Thank you. Going through. Hello, Meg. I'm coming up. There we go. Meeting men coming up with a direction. Hello, girls. How are you? Am I any? Hello. Oh, girl.
There is a little collection of them that wait on the upper part of the field for me to bring the food up for them. They don't come down. They wait up there.
The top field done. The girls settled in. I need to spread out the stuff around the stables because there's a bit of crowd around the food, but nobody else can get access to it. There we go. Are your toes coming through?
So a lot of this is planned activity. I know what I'm doing. I'm not going to do this bit and then that bit. But it's also reactive. So there are bits where I'm topping up the food and topping up the water, and that's reacting to the thing in the moment. And it's that dynamic of doing both that's really important, I think.
There we go. And quite a loud robin, isn't it? Here we are in the hay store. Let's put a bit of hay out, not too much. Let's top up the hay rack, actually. That would be a good thing to do. So there's a bit in there. A bit in here. And some in the middle of there. There we go. I'll run over and go grab a bag of food. There's a robin, isn't there, a tree? Yeah. Just made it fly away by talking about it and looking at it.
It was definitely one of those days when it was just nice to be around, out and about, and it was dry and sunny, and the birds were singing, and the alpacas mooching around, and it was just valuable time. It feels like it's valuable time. I've been developing a bit of a technique of shaking the bag to mix the extras that I'm putting in with the general food, and it's noisy, But it's an audible signal that the girls can respond to, that they recognise. So sometimes it's a way of calling them, effectively. But, yeah, it's noisy though. And we changed locations again. So having gone from the food store, now going back to take the food back over with the girls and put it into the tack room. So having filled up the tank, I'm now just turning off the water. I do keep turning it on and forgetting. I forget, and it's running, and I've noticed it later. I need to be a bit tighter about that, I think. Sorry. Oh. I've noticed there's quite a bit of counting involved with keeping alpacas. Counting the alpacas, working out, are they all there? Have you got any missing? Counting them in threes, which I've talked about before, that's a good way of counting the animals, grouping them, because they move around as well. They mill. They have a definite milling that alpacas do. They move around, so you need to count them in threes. But also, it's counting the number of scoops. How many scoops are you putting out into the mix, into the bag, and then getting that ready for later. So trying to be consistent in what we're doing.
Okay, there you go. See you in the morning. See you later in the morning. See you.
So there are not long periods of having to be active with the alpacas, but it's regular. Little and often. And it's always satisfying when you can to be spending your time with the alpacas. That's why I encourage you to go and do that. And hopefully it's been something of an experience of being with me, of hearing the soundtrack of what it is that goes on as we are feeding and mucking out and topping the water up, etc. And yeah, you don't get the smells. I can't do the smells on the podcast. I can tell you about them when they're extreme. But yeah, but then the sounds of the water and the lake, the sounds of the birds singing. Yeah. So a quick little update on what's been happening in the valley. So the colours of the leaves, there are some astounding, amazing colours. And it's just shifting through and the leaves are starting to drop, catching the wind and blow around. They're still mostly on the trees, but I think as soon as we get a bit of serious frost, then we'll have that fall, the literal fall in the fall, will start to happen. Yeah. We had a visitor. The swan visited back. It was definitely our swan. So he came in and he landed. Oh, it was a lovely, lovely, such a welcome sight. There we go. And he cruised around a bit and he went to some familiar places and it was obviously he knew the lake. And there was a little collection about halfway up the lake on the bank was a collection of ducks, as they do. And so he cruised over there and he climbed out into the middle of them. Oh, hi, guys. How are you doing? What have you been up to? It's almost like this meeting the old friends. And he got out. He's a big bird, but he got out and he just got in the middle of them on the bank there. And it was just it was a delight to see the interaction between them and the acceptance of each other. It was really, really lovely. So he stayed overnight, left the next morning. So he was kind of around almost a day. And don't know why he came, don't know why he left. But yeah, there was the little whistling sound of his feathers, his big, big wings and the feathers. Just there's a very particular sound. And no, he flew off. So he'd gone. Yeah. Well, that was it. Yeah. It was nice to see, but sorry, he's gone, but he might be back again. Who knows? And then a few days later, we had visits from the geese. We had and down the big landing on the lake. And there was four of them cruising around and doing their thing. And then they were around for a couple of hours and they left as well. So they're just checking out the old haunt. I'm not sure whether they weren't pleased with it or they just didn't. Checking it was still here or something. Who knows? So they stayed briefly and then they disappeared. And so the ducks are around and the usual other smaller birds. So the moorhens and the little grebes still very active. And I did see a kingfisher the other day. I'll try and put the picture. It's not a very good picture, but it's very dark. A little flash of the green, as you expect. Definitely kingfisher, and from its movement and flight. But just the colouring was interesting. It didn't look quite as I was expecting it. So I'll show you. It'll be on the website. There's a blurry picture. Usually I have a picture of the post because they've flown away. They're so quick. But this time I did catch the bird briefly. But it's slightly blurry because I had to zoom in as far as I could. Couldn't get too close without it flying off. So so there's plenty of bird activity going on. And they seem pretty happy, really. And it's lovely to hear all the singing of the robins. So that's where we've got to with the lake. One of the boys, poor old Aiden, he's got some folds in his skin and stuff around his neck, but also on his back. He'd had a problem previously on his leg. So he got a bit of fly strike. Ooh, dark smudge, greasy stain on the fleece there, and this distinctive smell. So we managed to catch it quickly. There were some very small maggots, but we managed to get them quickly. And that was good to have caught it early. And then there's a bit of a dark mark on his neck. Now, I was assuming he was just scratching up there. I should have thought a bit more and gone exploring a bit more. So, in fact, that's continued a bit longer. We've got on top of it. There's no maggots there now. But there's a bit of damaged skin and stuff. So we got some cream and we got a good old wash with Hibiscrub. And then got some cream on there. So we'll make sure it gets healed up and we'll just keep an eye. So it's warm, it's moist, and where you do have enough warmth, you're going to get problems with the flies being around. And if the wrong flies are around, then you could potentially have problems with fly strike. It's not too late for that at all. So do keep an eye out for that kind of thing. Keep your nose open. Oh, it is a horrible smell. Oh, dear, dear, dear. So all the others seem to be ticking along quite nicely at the moment. So there you go. If you can, go spend some time with your alpacas or somebody else's alpacas. Or if that's not possible, then I hope my spending a bit of time walking around with mine has enabled you to experience being here on the farm with me for a while anyway. Good to see you. Take care. See you again soon. Bye for now. This is the Alpaca Tribe, and I'm Steve Hetherington. Have a great day.